From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump saying Friday the summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could still happen in June as scheduled.
It could even be the 12th. We're talking to them now. They very much want to do it. We'd like to do it. We're going to see what happens.
Trump said U.S. and North Korean officials are engaged in talks aimed at reviving plans for the summit. North Korea said Friday it is willing to sit for denuclearization talks with the U.S. at any time in any format. Trump canceled the planned talks with Kim on Thursday, blaming recent threatening statements by Pyongyang to pull out of the summit over what it saw as confrontational remarks by the U.S. An explosion caused by a homemade bomb ripped through an Indian restaurant at a mall in the Toronto suburb of Mississauga. Canadian police say 15 people were injured. Peel Regional Police Chief Jennifer Evans provided the public with what's known about the suspects.
Two men wearing hoodies were seen entering the restaurant with an IED. Which is an improvised explosive device. The men were seen fleeing the scene immediately following the explosion.
Evans said there is no indication this is a terrorist act or hate crime. Officials said three Indian Canadians suffered critical injuries and were taken to the hospital. Ireland voted Friday on whether to end the country's strict abortion ban. An Irish Times exit poll released Friday night projected a landslide victory for those who want to loosen abortion laws. But official results are not expected until Saturday afternoon. We have much more coverage of this referendum in Ireland on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has dismissed an international investigation into the downing of Malaysian airliner MH17 over East Ukraine in 2014. The Netherlands and Australia said Friday they are holding Russia legally responsible and will seek compensation for the rocket strike that took the plane down. VOA's Martin Seacrest has more.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop blamed Russia for the downing of a Malaysian Airlines passenger jet over eastern Ukraine in 2014. Killing all 298 aboard, including 38 Australians.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok said it has now been indisputably proven that there is a direct link between the rocket that hit MH17 and the Russian army. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
Block also said that a possible next step would be presenting the case to an international court. The World Health Organization has updated the number of Ebola cases in the Democratic Republic of Congo outbreak to 31. That's out of 52 probable cases. 22 people have died. The escape of two Ebola patients earlier this week from a treatment center in Mbandaka has raised fears of a rapid spread of the disease. The families of the patients reportedly helped them leave. World Health Organization spokesman Tarek Jazarevich calls the incident very unfortunate but not unexpected.
It is only human that people want to be with their loved ones, and family want them to be at home in what could be the last moments of life. And that keeping a sick person at home not only decreases the chances of survival for this person, because this person then is not receiving supportive treatment, but is also putting at risk the whole family.
The WHO says people diagnosed with Ebola must be kept isolated to prevent the spread of the highly contagious disease. The United Nations is urgently appealing for $280 million in life-saving aid for Ethiopia. It will help more than 1 million people over the next 6 months who have been displaced by conflict and drought. A third lava flow from Hawaii's active Kilauea volcano streamed into the Pacific Ocean Thursday as U.S. military helicopters were poised to evacuate a neighborhood if molten rock or surface cracks blocked the last escape route. Volcanic eruptions and lava flows continued for a third week on the Big Island. We have much more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.